Hi, James. It's good talking to you, my friend. You have yourself a good evening. Check out his channel. Let me know what you think, if you do. Talk to you later. WSRZ 793, I'm clear.
I... That was 587, clear.
You can tell that guy's a big butthole because his butt is talking.
It's 793, WSAL 946.
Yeah, come on, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm it's Shango 066. Jeez, I'm not even halfway through my first video, and this guy's got my attention big time. And I don't know a whole lot about electronics. I mean, I see something bad, I could replace it and probably tell you what it is, but this guy seems like a pretty smart fella, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he is. He's down to earth, you know. He don't pull no punches or anything, you know. Like I said, even if he screws up, he leaves it in the video. He says, if I screw up, I leave it in the video because I want you to understand, you know, that even people like me screw up, you know. He's not a Mr. Carlson or anything, but he gets some old things to run. I tried to get a hold of you a minute ago. Which one were you watching? Are you watching the 602 Mopar car radio?
No, I'm watching a 1935 Knight AM shortwave radio repair restoration and some news. It's from a year ago, it says.
Yeah, okay, because I'm watching him. He's working on here. His friend bought a 1948 Chrysler truck or Dodge truck, and he's got the original AM radio out of it and gave it to him to fix, and he's working on it here. I'm sitting here watching him work on it, and I don't think I've seen this one before. So sitting here watching it.
Yeah, well, I'm going back to it here. Just thought I heard you guys in there. Had it down on a low. But it's a, I like this guy. Shango 066, pretty good. Anyway, Dave, I'm going to go clear again. WSAL 946.
Hey, Ralph, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to clear out and watch the rest of this. So we'll talk to you in a few, my friend. WSRZ 793, clear.
Anybody up out there? WSFC 793.
WSGI 432.
Well, mother be damned, somebody's actually up out there. How about that? Morning to you, Jimmy. How you doing on this fine morning, sir?
Not too bad, Dave. How you been there?
Yeah, I've been all right. Stayed up late last night and went to bed and slept for a couple hours and woke up and can't go back to sleep. So I've been sitting here with it on, watching YouTube videos and drinking coffee, and I just figured I ain't heard nobody out of it. So I figured, well, I'll throw it down and see if anybody's actually functioning out there. Roger.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, I heard yesterday it was about to get shut down there.
Yeah, well, I told him, I said, you know, you're the man, you do what you gotta do. You know, yeah, you know how it gets, man, it ain't gonna stop. I told him, I said, I don't blame you if you shut it down, you know. It's only a radio. But, you know, but like I said before, I told him, even Sean, I told him, I said, you know, sometimes shutting down the repeaters is not the answer. In my opinion, you know, I don't want to think I'm telling them what to do. But sometimes I don't think shutting down the repeaters is the answer there, Roger.
No, I don't think shutting it down will work either. You just find another way to get around that. Yeah, I'm not really sure. Is there anything they can do about that? Like, can't they find this guy and, like, find him or do something?
Well, he'd have the answer to that. I ain't smart when it comes to that. I don't know if there's a way you can or not. It's all screwed up, man. You know, you don't have to have a license, technically. You can just get a hold of a radio that acts the repeaters and, you know, act like a dork all day. Don't mean you have to have a license. So it doesn't matter, you know. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't out here.
Yeah, it does get a little frustrating, though, when he's trying to make those noises over top of people who have a weaker, you know, a weaker signal and whatnot, you know, and it's overpowering. You can't hear what people are trying to say. You're in a conversation with somebody, and, you know, kind of nonsense.
Yeah, and for what? To be an idiot? I mean, I don't get it. What's the point of it? You know, I don't get it. Would you just want to be an idiot? That's your idea of, you know, what you want to be, an idiot?
And that's it. Just being an idiot is what it is, really.
You know, a lot of these idiots out here that are pulling that stuff come up here from the CB band. I know who they are. I mean, I don't care. I'll say it out here. I know who's doing it. I know who it is.
Put a stop to it or slow it down.
It's
kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, who was that out there that doubled up with you?
WRWB 489. What's going on, gentlemen?
Nothing, man. Just, sitting out here yapping. I've been sitting out since 4:30 or 5 o'clock. I had it on while I was watching YouTube and stuff, and nothing happened. And I figured I'd throw my call letters up and see if anybody, if there's any signs of life out there. You know, so, yeah, there it is, though. But yesterday was dead, man. She just, yesterday morning I made a few contacts, talked to a couple people, but I had it on for most of the day. I had my hand held with me and everything, and Jesus, it was dead. You think on a Friday, you know, at least some people would be out there yipping.
No, they're all partying on their boats, or they're going up, or they're up north.
Okay, my radio don't want to transmit. What the hell is this all about now? The radio didn't want to key up. I had to change channels and come back. What the hell is all this now? My radio's not hot. Got a fan on it. What is this, a sign of things to come? But I was talking to Jack yesterday, and Jack even said it. So it was dead out here. I told him, yeah, man. I said, it's been dead all day and stuff. And Jack said, yeah, probably everybody packing up to go up north or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much what it is. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about, when we had some QRMers out there.
Yeah, Roger that. I had the QRM out there yesterday. No big deal. He wasn't bothering me none. 902 and the people I was talking to was getting over him, and I was getting over him, so I just ignore them. They don't bother me none. I don't like talking about them pieces, that stuff out here, though. You know, there's nothing to really talk about. I mean, what are you going to do about it? They're going to do it, they're going to do it. That's why I complain.
I gave you a list of people that, you know, that are potentials. And there is a new guy that I know for a fact. He doesn't live too far from me either that's been doing it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I know who's doing it. I did a little snooping, a little this, a little that, and I caught him a couple times admitting and stuff. So I put the word over to Sean, but I don't know if he can do anything about him or not. But like I said, they don't bother me none. If he's out there doing his thing, you know, and I can hear Frank over him, and Frank can hear me over him, we don't bother acknowledging him. Because this is why I acknowledge him. If you're talking over him, then talk over him, and you know, just keep it rolling.
The one guy that's out here, you know, gave one to his friend, and his friend's not licensed, and this guy is a drunk, so good luck. All I gotta say is good luck. But anyway, besides all that, I think the temperature out there, man, it really dropped down, didn't it?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I ain't going to mention his name over here, but I'll just say LL. But I know what you're talking about. I heard it the other morning, so it's nothing. If stuff starts freaking out in the morning like that, I turn it off or I turn it down. I don't want to listen to all that junk, you know. But, yeah, it's not too bad, though, man. I got my window open, and I'm not freezing. I stayed up late. I don't know, I went to bed probably about 12, 1. I woke up here at 4:30 or something, and that was it, man. I was awake. There's no way I was. I tried everything, and I'd like to hell with it. I got up and fired up some coffee, and then, like I said, I was sitting here watching YouTube videos and stuff, and I had it on. I figured, well, I'll take a shot and see if anybody's alive out here.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I heard it on, early this morning around like 4:30, and all there was just, you know, someone, you know, contacting the repeater, but that was about it. There was nobody else out here.
Yeah, Roger, I heard the same thing. I was sitting there thinking to myself, man, who the hell is doing that? But then again, you know, I have paid mine to it, and I didn't have paid mine. I just thought to myself, well, I wonder who the hell is doing that there. You know, so. But, Jimmy, you got anything you want to throw in there?
Really, I'm fixing to run up to Tim Hortons and grab a coffee.
All right, man. Sorry if it sounded like I cut you out of the conversation, and that wasn't the intention. But no offense, but you sound like you could use a Tim Hortons, man. You sound a little peaked there, okay?
Roger that. Yeah, I woke up about a half hour ago, so yeah, just keep myself together here. So yeah, right on. It was good talking with you, there. We'll talk again. WSDI 432, and I'll be mobile here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, my friend, we'll jump in there anytime you want, man. That's what it's all about. You know, I didn't want you to think that I just all of a sudden ignored you and went over and talking to Mike. I mean, I figured we'd get something going on here, three-way or anything. Just, it's how it works, man, you know. Feel free to jump in anytime you hear me out here talking to somebody or whatever the case may be. But get yourself some Tim Hortons, man. Get your balance back. I catch you in a minute, Jimmy. WSZ793 IG.
Right, it's always good talking with you there, man. Uh, what's up? Yeah, it's always good day. That's always a 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 good day. That's 49, we'll be standing by.
Yeah, all right, gentlemen. Fine business. Jimmy, we'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm going to do the same too, Mike. I'm going to go ahead and stand by and finish watching what I was watching here. And I'll have it on, though. I'll be monitoring, so. Yeah, I'll catch me in a minute. Good morning time to you all again. WSIZ 793, and I'm listening. Hey, Mike, you still in there? Okay, 489. Be back quiet.
WSEU 202, good morning.
Come on, yeah, back. What the hell are you doing?
I was doing something.
Been out working in the shop all night long, but I
all right, Mike, not to get into a deep conversation again or anything about it, you still got that gig going next door to you?
No, that gig went away. It went away all right. You know, when you, I'll call you on the phone.
WSHS 567,
monitoring.
Yeah, all right. Morning, Sam. WSSD 793. Yeah, all right. Don't call me right now, Mike. Call me later, because I'm still trying to get functioning here. But I'm back quiet. I just was wondering. I just wanted a yes or no. We didn't have to go into a deep conversation about it. I just wondered if that was still going on. All right. Talk to y'all in a minute. WSSD 793, listening.
2793.
Good morning, time, Sam.
What's going on there, Sam? Same old stuff, different day. Yeah, it's going to be one of those days, Mike. I think you'll be all right. Anyway, yeah, getting back to what Dave was asking me a question about, I'm just going to say a few of us returned the favor and then it just magically disappeared, so that's as far as I'm going to go with that. Dave?
Yeah, roger that. All right, that's cool to know then. Good to hear. Because I think that's ridiculous. Well, like I said, I'm not going to drag it out here. To hell with it. But at least, at least it's done. It's been taken care of, man. And, that's all I really have to say. It just occurred to me after I got done talking to you, I remembered, about the neighbor situation. I kind of thought it's been a long time, man. I figured I just was going to key up and ask if that was still going on, if not, cool. So, alright, I'm back quiet.
Hey, Sam.
Go ahead.
You would happen to have a airbox for a 10-horsepower Briggs Stratton, would you?
You wouldn't happen to have the old airbox, would you?
Well, now I can barely hear you. Just get a little static in there. I said you wouldn't happen to have the old airbox, would you? No, the said application never came with an airbox, so that's why I was... It came off of a Generac. 5,000-watt generator. It was missing it when we acquired it, Gino and I. And the guy that set it out claimed, oh, it doesn't work anymore. You can't get parts for it. There's no way to get parts for this engine and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I looked at him like straight in the face. He says, well, it's a Briggs & Stratton. How could you not get parts for it? The thing runs. It just needs an airbox. And figured maybe you had a junk one laying around.
I don't. The best way to get it, take the model number from the frame and go to PartsTree.com. Look that machine up, look up the airbox and order it.
Yeah, I got another avenue too, but I figured maybe you had one. So went to our other avenue and he wasn't home, and that guy's got, every small engine part known to man stacked floor to ceiling in coffee cans. I mean, he's got everything that's small engine related. I mean, for every type of application you can think of. That's what he does,
Yeah, that's the long airbox, ain't it? Vertical?
Yeah, correct. I mean, I've seen them. They're on. You can get it online, but I mean, if I don't have to, buy it offline, that's only $22, but, one of you guys have it, figured out, I'll ask.
If I had one, I'd definitely give it up, but I don't have one laying around.
Yeah, because I believe I have the same exact generator you do, or close enough to it. I looked up the code numbers on the engine. It's a 84, 85, so the generator's got to be 85. But it runs good. 10-horse Briggs and runs great. Second pull every time if it's sat a long time, but it ain't sat very long first pull. But, parts of that engine are available left and right. Don't let anybody tell you there's no parts available for that motor.
I know that.
Happen to know where to find
the guy, he threw stuff out before. He said he has a contract with this lawn equipment company, and he's got like a scrap contract with them. And he's always, you know, throwing stuff out, claiming it doesn't work.
Yeah, right. I don't even know if there's any more mowers, I'd say mowers, scrap yards around anymore. Used to be every little, some once in a while there used to be a place where they throw all the old riding lawnmowers and a bunch of crap in the back, and then you, it's like almost like a pick and pull or whatever. I don't think them things are around anymore. You find yourself a box there. $26, man. That thing better come with the filter.
Yeah, it does. It comes with it. Yeah, there used to be Steyr's up there at 22 and Romeo Plank. He's gone. They tore the building down and everything. I looked at all my stuff. The only one I have is the wide vertical and the big square. Come off of an old push mower. And it's like, no, that won't work because it'll get in the way of the muffler.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. No, that won't work. You wouldn't be able to adapt that on there. I mean, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Little cutting, little torching, little welding, and little soldering, and it might be able to get one on there. Nah, man, if it's a good generator and it works good and everything and seems like it's reliable, you know, get the right part for it, obviously. But, those are the long vertical box air filters. I replaced the element in mine when I first got the generator. I kind of overpaid for it. It didn't start. And the first thing I did is I checked the oil, and the oil was low, so I filled it up with oil, and it cranked right over and ran. And it's ran ever since. I haven't had to put oil in it or nothing, but I did replace the plug and just started, you know, not that it needed it, but I replaced the air filter and the plug, and I did have to rebuild the fuel pump on it. The fuel pump did quit, and I pulled it off, and the diaphragm was dried up, but other than that, ever since I did that, it runs fine. It lights up and runs. I wanted to convert it over to electric start. I was going to convert it over. I was going to get a ring gear flywheel and 12-volt starter and stuff, because there's plenty of room on that frame to put a battery and a control panel and a starter solenoid, but I never got around to it. Pulling it is not that bad.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, this one's just, like I said yesterday, it's just a manual start. It does have a oil safety, or low oil safety shut-off switch, so if the oil gets low, it shuts the engine down, which is a cool feature. Not that the things are going to burn, you know, that much oil anyway. And they can, but I don't know. But I guess it's good to have just in case.
Well, yeah, that's an excellent feature. But I've seen people with generators who have them disconnected. And I try to tell them, man, you can't do that. You can't run it like that. You know, if it runs down out of oil, it's going to put a rod through the block and then you got nothing. On them Briggs and Strattons, them oil switches are rebuildable. I've rebuilt a couple of them. If you're able to pull them out of the block, yeah, drain the oil. But you can, if they quit working, you can pull them out of the block. There's two bolts that hold them on. You just slide it out of the block, and they pop open pretty easy. And it's just a weight. It's some kind of weight in there or something, and it's a conductive weight or something. And when the oil level gets up, it forces the weight to one side, which, you know, takes the ignition away from ground, and then as the oil starts going lower, the weight starts sliding the other way, and when it gets to the other end, it grounds the ignition out, and
kills the engine. But, yeah, I've seen people run them disconnected. I told them, you know, that's no good. You can't do that. Unless you don't give a shit about the generator, well, then, okay, have at it.
Right, yeah. Well, the generator I have, well, I got two. The one works, and the other one, it's, John used it for 4 days, and then after that, I noticed there, well, he said it wouldn't start, you know, after the fourth day, it bogged down and shut off. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, look at all this blow-by coming out of the PCB breather. I'm like, great. So that one's, yeah, it probably needs new rings and all that stuff, but it was free anyway when I got it, and it's one I use now, the 2400-watt Generac. That one seems to work flawlessly. I got it for like $45 at a yard sale. The guy says, oh, I can't get it to run, you know, unless I put ether in there. And I look, and I'm like, oh. I look at it, and I'm like, well, I knew what was wrong with it. The gas was orange and separated. So I just told him, well, that means I'm going to have to get a rebuild kit for this carb and this, that, and the other. So it's like, would you take $45 for it? He's like, yeah, sure. Took it home, drained the gas out, put fresh gas in, boom, it fired up.
All right. Yeah, we've been through this oil through the breather thing before. You got a carburetor bowl that, if you got gravity fed carburetor, you got a bowl that's not closing up. It's not closing the needle valve off. Carburetor floods up and the gas runs into the engine and into the oil. Or if you have a Briggs & Stratton type fuel pump and the diaphragm got a rip or a little tear in it or something that's allowing fuel from the tank to go into the oil. And then again, you're right, or it could be piston rings. But, you know, it's all right, you know. It depends on how old it is and how much it's been used. I've seen some generators, man, that look like they've been through hell and back. And, you know, they still start and run, not the best, but they still do, they still try to do their job there, okay?
This one here, it's an old, it says Sears Power Plant, but I'm sure it was made by, one of the other leading manufacturers like Coleman or Homelight, whatever, but, yeah, it's, you could tell, when I got it, it wasn't working. The engine didn't run, so I got the engine to run, and on the generator side, the rectifier diodes were bad, and the only way to replace it would be to, get a new thing that plugged in. Well, you couldn't get that no more, so the big man just chipped away at all that epoxy resin that they had dipped in it, you know, and replaced all those diodes. And it worked for many years. I had it for like 10 years. I found it on the side of the road, and I said, I'll give it a whirl and see what happens. And so I did, and, you know, I got my use out of it. For free, for being free.
Yeah, Roger. If that's one of the old ones with the Tecumseh engine, I don't know, 5-6 horse, got the T-handle that you picked it up with. Those were made by Homelight. Those were Homelight units. Those types there, yeah, you had on the armature, on the rotor shaft, you have what they call the tickler coil. And the tickler coil would produce a AC, like 12 volts or something. It would go through the rectifiers, and then the rectifiers fed the field windings, the windings that are mounted up against the inside of the case. And the tickler coil would feed the rectifier. The rectifier would feed the field windings 12 volts DC, which would magnetize them, and there's your there's your power. And, yeah, back in them days, that's what they had. They had capacitors and they had diodes doing that. They still do today on some of them. But most of these ones today have what they call an AVR in them, an automatic voltage regulator. Usually if the thing quits working and, you know, you can't get it put out enough power, usually it's the AVR. You just unscrew it, take it out, unplug it, throw a new one in, plug it back in, and bang, you're on the road again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, it is a T-handle. So most likely I was right. It was either a I said Coleman PowerMate or HomeLight, but yeah. It does have a Tecumseh on it. Yeah, like I said, you know, I got it. It was not running. I got it working and used it for a long time. I had it for like over 10 years, so, I mean, it's got its use. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I do believe it needs new rings. And I told John, I'm like, you know, I mean, it wasn't your fault. The thing was old. It wasn't the carburetor issue because I bolted a different carburetor on it that was the same. And same thing, you know, just doesn't want to stay running. It bogs down and it says I'm tired.
Does it smoke pretty good?
That's the thing. It's not smoking. Okay? But, you know, where the valve cover is, that vent, you know, a lot of oil leaks out of there. And it just, that's where the blow-by is going. Back out through that way.
Yeah, Roger that. If you take that cover off, there's like a reed valve inside that cover, like a reed valve. There's a hole. If you're looking at the inside of it, the cover, the inside part of the cover, there's a hole and there's like a reed valve there. And sometimes, and I've had this happen, sometimes dirt or something will get hung up on that side of the reed valve and it won't let it close all the way. And oil will start coming out the hose or whatever while it's running. I've seen that happen. I'm just saying, you know, I've seen that after a while crap gets in there from the oil, you know, be it sludge or dirt or whatever, metal shavings, who the hell knows. But anything gets inside that reed valve between it and the case or the casting, it won't let that reed valve close all the way, and you'll end up shooting oil out of it.
Yeah, copy that. All right, I'm gonna take a standby here for a minute and let Sam jump in here. WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
Yeah, and I'm going to do the same. You know, Sam, you jump in any time, man. This ain't an A and B conversation. I try to tell people, man, just if you feel like jumping in, jump in. You know, that's what it's all about. Ain't no straight A and B conversations here. But anyway, yeah, I'll talk to you gentlemen in a minute. I'm going to sit back and sip my coffee for a few. WSRZ 793, and I'm listening.
I'm going to hit the coffee machine. I'll be back. USHF 567.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
What you monitoring for?
Traffic.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I got my answer. Yeah, a little bit of traffic going on this morning. We got a little bit of light coming through here. Got three, four people out here. Maybe it's going to be different than yesterday. Maybe it'll wake up.
Yeah, for a while there yesterday, I think I was, I don't know, who, am I talking to 793? I'm not sure, but I was talking to him, and he had a telephone call, and I got to my destination at the same time, and I said, yeah, I'll talk to you later, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise. It was pretty busy for a while.
Yeah, Roger, WSSZ 793 ID. Yeah, that must have been early. That must have been around the morning time, because it was some activity. It wasn't a whole of a lot. I mean, and then after that, it was it. Throughout the whole day, once in a while, somebody pop out there, Jack or somebody, and even Jack's like, "Wow, you know, has there been any activity today?" And I'm like, "Nah." I said, you think with the other side opened up and everything, you know, people would be running in, being a Friday, you know, people would be jamming out here, but he said probably all packing up to go up north, you know.
Yeah, Roger that. It was a little bit after 7 o'clock because I had to wait for to change the channel for my mom until 7, and then it was shortly there. I'm going to say about right now, like 20 after 7 or so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know it's only been a day or something, but everything going okay with her?
Yeah, my wife read the notes, and I don't really know, because they put them in whenever they want or whenever they have time, whatever. But it looks like all of her hemoglobin numbers are climbing, which is a good thing. She's the last one was like 9-something, and that's incredible because normally she stays around 8-7. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, there's good news then. She's a tough one, man. She's, like you said, man, she's got the will there. All right. I'm just wondering that. So I know I asked you yesterday about it. I know it's only been a day. It ain't like, you know, a miracle's going to happen in a day. But the news is good, and that's all that matters there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Hopefully she'll go home today. If her numbers are good, I think they'll kick her out of there. And then we got to go figure her TV out. I think somebody tried to help her get her TV turned on or something, one of the residents there, and they got it all messed up, man. And I was like, oh, crap, I don't know if I can do it. I'm going to give it a whirl, though.
Yeah, right. That made me laugh. That made me laugh. I know, I can understand exactly, you know, not you got to get in there and, yeah, you got to try to figure out this and that antenna, this and scan that and do this. Yeah, you know, but you got to give them credit for trying. But yeah, you just got to go in there and straighten out the mess.
Yeah, she also has a UTI, urinary tract infection, and that really messes with your mind. And so she's on the struggle bus a little bit with that. I tried to talk to her last night a little bit. She was real tired, so I let her sleep. I think that's what she needs mostly right now is just rest, and then I think she'll be better today.
That's the way I would see it, you know, in my opinion. Go easy. You know, don't push it all up too fast. Just go easy on her, and, you know, if she gets tired, let her do her thing, you know, just let her lay down or whatever it is and rest and everything else. It'll be all right. Everything's going to be okay. With them numbers you're talking about, you know, I'm pretty sure she's on her way on the mend, which is good to know. Yeah, just try to hold your tongue when you're trying to program that TV in front of her.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that, for sure.
Because more than likely you're gonna. I'm picturing them all trying to get the TV to work and just pushing buttons and throwing everything in the outer space there. You know, because sometimes, man, them TVs can be just out of box programming can be a pain. Sometimes, thank God for auto tune or whatever. But anyway, you'll get it straightened out, I'm sure. They're so what you got going on for the weekend? Anything?
Well, no, I kind of have to focus on mom, but I was hoping to get my cat yak in the water, but I don't know if that's happening or not. I never even I was going to reach out to my daughter and see if she wanted to go, but when mom ended up in the hospital, I kind of put the kaputs to that. But we're running out of time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, my opinion, this is my opinion, you know, mom would be more important. You know, I don't know if I was in your shoes or whatever or like that, if I could go out and have me a good time knowing that, you know, try to have a good time knowing that she's, you know, in the situation she is, you know. If you're a big help to her and you're doing a good job bringing her along, you know, and her health and everything, then yeah. Yeah, you understand what I mean?
I absolutely do. I appreciate it. Yeah, so if I can get her home today, I mean, there's still a couple days left. And Mike 817 is camping, and I know where he's at. So I was going to maybe go up and put him in the water and kind of surprise him.
Roger that. Well, if he's out here listening for any reason, I guess it won't be much of a surprise then, you know. But, you know, you play it by ear, you know what to do. See how it goes. I talked to him, I think, yesterday or something. I don't know if he told me what he was going to do. I can't remember. You know, because he's got all that stuff going on with work and the dogs and everything, and I don't know if he told me what he was planning on doing there, Roger.
Copy that. He said he was going camping and then told me where he was going to be. And he has no, the only thing he can do up there is on the other side. He can't GMRS from where he's at. He was going to try to make some contact, so he was kind of excited about it, setting his radios up and then maybe making contact on the other side there. But, yeah, he told me his campsite and everything, so I was going to kind of surprise him a little bit. But we'll see how she goes. I mean, I'm not going to give up hope on it, because if my mom gets back and she's in good mood and whatnot, you know, I could probably sneak away for a little bit.
Hey, Roger that. Is it supposed to be up by the El Salvo or something?
Yeah, I believe so. 5 channel.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he did mention it to me. And plus, I think he was talking to you. He was talking to somebody and talking about the five channel and everything. He was explaining the bodies out there, bodies of water, and yeah, I remember now. Yeah, and then he told me that something about going up to El Salvo and getting it straight, man. That's got to be great, man. I'd really love that.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Him and I were talking about, because I didn't know where he put in, you know, his boat. And he said at 5 channels, it's just like 5 minutes with, of course, he's got a boat and I got a kayak, so it's going to take me a little longer to get there, but it only takes him 5 minutes by boat to get to his campsite, so it's not going to be that big of a paddle.
Yeah, Roger, that, did he say, I can't remember, he said when he was going. He's going today, ain't he?
negative. He left last night. He said his buddy is going to get up here by like 6. And they were going to leave later than they normally do.
Yeah, okay, that's right. I tell you, man, I'm getting old. Sometimes, man, the mind, after you mentioned a few things, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember him mentioning Al Sabo, and then, yeah, and then you and him were talking about it. That's who I heard talking about it there, so. But, all right, Chuck, well, let me get on the side and open up the band for anybody else wants to get in there and say hello, so, I'm going to sit here and monitor. I'm out of coffee. I got to try to go find some and, you know, just make it a Saturday morning, I suppose. So, anyway, it's good talking to you. You sound good, man. You sound really good through the repeaters and everything. And, you know, like I said, hoping your mom pulls through really good. And I'm pretty sure because it sounds, the news is sounding good. You get out there and sneak up on Mike there and... I think it was Mike. Yeah, you said Mike, right? Yeah. And, you know, I have yourself a good old day there. So, good morning time to you. And we'll talk to you a little bit later, maybe. Tonight, you have yourself a good day. WSZ 793. I'll clear after yours.
Yeah, roger that. They say the memory is the second thing to go, but you know what? I forgot what the first thing was. This is WSAA 336. I'll be clear and monitoring.
I'm going to keep that one. That's a good one. I caught that one. That's a good one. I'm gonna use that one. See how it works out with the rest of the crowd. All right, man. 73 is I'm quiet.
WRPB 448. Dave, 793. I hear you.
Holy cow, there he is. After days of inquiring, you know, wondering where you've been, man. Good morning time to you, my friend. How are you?
I am good today and happy to be at home, I guess. Yeah, I was in the hospital for like 9 days, crazy, but all is good, for now, don't really want to go into it, a lot of moving parts, but yeah, happy to be here, been listening, but it was hard to get signal out of that building facing the other side of the repeater and all, so I could listen, but I couldn't get out.
Yeah, roger that. When I was in the hospital, 902 come to visit me, and he brought his Baofeng handheld with him. He was going to leave it with me. And I told him, I said, I can't. You know, he said, well, you can talk to your people. I told him, I said, I'm afraid, man. I key it up, and somebody in the next room, the heart machine would quit or something. I didn't want to transmit and... you know, they had somebody keel over on my account, so I had them take it back home with them. But hopefully all the news on your end is good. Yeah, we don't need to go into it, but hopefully it's all good news on that end. They're okay.
I will share this. While I was there, I had 3 people ask about my handheld, seriously, and I think 2 of them bit and are actually going to buy a couple and get their licenses after I explained it to them and after they heard the conversation and all the reasons why it's worth having one. I think I kind of sold 2 people, so I guess you could call me an influencer. But, yeah, I had exceptional care at the Genesis Hospital, and, and everybody should know that because they're going through contract struggles right now, and it's pretty grim. So, anyway, that's all I'll say about it. And they really liked my GMRS radio, thought it was cool.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I had a couple friends
check out my GMRS. I was out on the back deck, and I have it out there with me, and I explained to them how it works and stuff, and they took an interest.
I haven't heard anything since,
but it's all right. But I got a couple other friends, man. I'd like to hopefully get them in the GMRS and be able to get the app to them out here in the morning. So, yeah, you're sounding good, man. Glad to hear you all right. I didn't know he was in the hospital. Your boy Mike told me you're all right. I don't think, if he mentioned anything about you being in the hospital again, I didn't. I'm telling you, man, my memory's not what it used to be, so. But Sheboygan Mike let me know that you were all right, because I asked him a few times about you. I couldn't figure out why, you know, I mean, I can understand you not being out here a day or two in a row, but, you know, all these days, I was 2 days, I was out here, I was absent from the radio for 3 days, and Sheboygan Mike texted me, he's like, everybody's wondering where you're at, if you're dead. No. I just didn't feel like getting out there and yipping, so there's times I just don't. Especially when the crap's going down, I turn it off. I don't feel like listening to it there. Roger.
Copy that. Well, hey, my friend, heard you out there, wanted to say hi. I've been asking about you as well. I know a few people asked about me. All is good. But I'm going to clear and go reload my coffee, and I'll be monitoring at least till it warms up outside. So it's good to talk to you, my friend. Really good to talk to you. This is WRPV-448, Kirk, Groveland Township. And I'll be clear on your final and monitoring.
Yeah, hey, Kirk, my good friend. Glad to hear you're all right. Glad to hear you on the radio. It's no joke, man. It's always glad to hear. I'm always glad to hear you out there. I'm glad you're doing all right. Glad of everything. I'm glad, glad, glad. That song go by Eric Clapton. I'm so glad. But anyway, you have yourself a good morning. I'm going to get up here and try to see if I can find that elusive cup of coffee myself. So we'll talk to you in a little bit. It sounded good through the repeaters, man. So, you know, you're running good today. WSFZ 793. And I'm clear. Gonna go find me some coffee.
WSFZ 793, have a good day. We'll talk to you later. WSHF 567, monitoring.
Guy, Sammy, you taking off, or you gonna be hanging out monitoring, listening?
I'll be listening for a little while.
All right, because I'll be back out here in a little bit. Just going to find that elusive cup of coffee and come back and sit. But, yeah, get in there anytime you want, man. No problems at all, man. There ain't no... You got something to say, key it up and say it. You know, that's how we work out here. But anyway, talk to you in a minute, my friend. WSFZ 793, I'll be back. WSFT 902 from WSFZ 793, you around? Yeah, I guess not. No, Captain Frank, 902, WSFZ 793, listening.
Sounds good here.
That.
WSFY 587, listening.
one copy out there?
Go ahead. You got WRWB 49. Good morning.
Good morning. You got any morning plans today or just staying home? Or are you out and about? I'm going to be out and, about in probably 1 hour.
Just heading off to the old work grind here and get that out of the way. And then after that, I'll have a great time on my hands, Roger.
Copy. What's your name, by the way? My name is James, calling from Highland Park.
Mike here.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
I hear you out here all the time. I just, you know, I get busy and then I'm trying to pick up the mic.
I'm on here a lot, so if you hear my voice, free to talk. I'm always looking for people to talk to on here.
Copy that. I'm going to take a standby here for a minute and get some fuel, and I'll be right back. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
Copy. WSFY 587. Anybody else want to talk? Feel free. Listening. I would like to start a conversation.
Now you're totally unreadable, sir. WRZP 544.
SFT 902. 973, you out there? Get your radio on. WSFT 902. 973, you got some more radio on? Yeah, no response, 973, WSFT 902. Listen.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSFY 587. One copy out there.
586, I believe you said. Sam Charlie Zebra 810, good morning.
What's the weather up north? If there's anybody up north right now that is getting a repeater in the way or somewhere.
Obviously, you guys doubled up on each other.
Sorry, there's too many trees by me. I can't hear you so good. So I'm going to have to come on a repeater in a little later. WSFY 587, clear.
793, WRZP 544, good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob. How are you this fine morning?
All the normal aches and pains, and a few new ones. I have my morning coffee. Roger, brother.
Yeah, Roger, that's the exact same thing here. Aches and pains and a few new ones there. Just like you. Sound like the dogs had a lot of coffee going there.
Yeah. That one, she hears a mouse fart on a cotton ball, she'll bark. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's a nice morning here. Nice outside. Where am I here? Come on. I got 59. Sunny. Got the window open. I got the fans running, but I got them blowing outward instead of inward. It's pretty nice there, okay.
Roger that. We had frost warning here this morning. Woke up, it was 37 degrees. We're currently at 51. And promises to be in the mid-70s today, so it looks like a good weather pattern for the bridge walk up here. Ready? 902.
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, God, don't say frost warning. Oh, man, it's too early for that. But, yeah, I got you in there, Frank. I hear you. Yeah, it's like I said, it's nice out here and everything. I've been sitting here all morning nursing the coffee and had some activity out here this morning a little bit. So we got up there and had it going on, and then it's all been quiet there, So I heard you key. Well, I heard James key up, and then I heard you key up there, okay?
Roger that. We'll let the channel roll, Dave. Always a pleasure to have you in my receipt there, my friend. Take care, and we'll talk again, I'm sure. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear and monitoring on your final there, Dave.
Yeah, man, very good, Bob. Always a pleasure talking to you. Good to hear you. Good to hear you sounding good. Sounding good to the repeater and, you know, everything else. Sound like you sound a little bit like you could use another cup or two, though. But I'm sure that'll improve as we go on here through the day. Anyway, you take care, my friend, WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
just want to jump in here and say good morning, Bob. Good morning, Dave. And good morning, James. Hope everybody's doing well on this Memorial weekend.
Yeah, good morning, Frank.
Good morning to you as well. You
know, it's a good morning over here so far. I'm having over there. So over to you, Bob.
Zach, good morning, sir. WRZP 544 for identification.
Yep.
Hope you and yours have a safe and a happy Labor Day as well. You guys touched on each other a little bit. But yeah, good morning, Bob, and good morning, Dave, and good morning, Dave. So, Dave, I gave you a holler out earlier. I don't know if you were up yet or not, but, yeah, good morning to you. So what's on the agenda for today?
Well, I don't know. They're going to run up to the camper, I suppose, and for me it's just going to be another day. I called out for you a couple times this morning. But it was early. It was like 8 o'clock or something. I figured I'd take a shot, see if you were up. We had a decent round table going this morning, and, you know, then after it all died down, I figured I'd see if you were up there. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I got up at 4:30. Went back to bed. Got up at 6. Went back to bed. Got up at, I don't know, I think, 8:30-ish, and that's when I finally got up. I had to force myself to go back down. I just beat up in the week, so. Yeah, everything's good with everybody, though.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, everything's all right. Everything's tight over here. I stayed up till about, I think, 11 or 12, and then I went to bed, and I don't know, woke up 4:30, man, and couldn't go back to sleep, so I was like hell with it, and I got up and, you know, the usual YouTube and all the other stuff, and had the radio on, and I keyed up one time. I said, is anybody alive out here? Yeah, I had a couple people come back. I was like, oh, wow, okay, well, somebody's out here running around. So like I said, we got to talking, me, Sammy, and Mike, and Greg. Stuff. We just all got to yapping, and then it died down. You know, we all, you know, 10-7 or whatever you want to say, and then, you know, it's been sporadic since then.
Yeah, no, Roger that. Yeah, there's a lot of people up. 4:30 as it starts up, so yeah. Anyways, like I said, I'm still sipping on my coffee. I'm just kind of cracking my eyes open here a little bit, and I'll put it on you here in a little bit. So, yeah, all right.
Hey, all right, my friend. I'm going to get up out of here for a second. I'm going to go hunt some coffee down. I need some more. Hopefully there's a second pot made. If not, you know it's good. Got to hit that Keurig. But either way, I'm going to come back with a cup of coffee in my hand. I know that for sure. All right, man. Go ahead and wake yourself up, man. You're sounding good, man. Nice and clean through the repeater, man. And that handheld does you justice, man. It sure works for you. But, yeah, we'll get with you in a little bit after you wake up a bit there. Like I said, I'm going to go hunt me down a cup. So, WSFZ. 793, I'll clear up the ears and go find me a cup of coffee.
All right, Dave, good enough. Yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to wake up here. I think I overslept. I normally don't get as much sleep, and I know my body needed it. So, but yeah, that's why I gave you them shooters, so you could go get you another one. Good enough. I'm about ready to make me another one, too, but I'll get back with you here in a little bit. WSFT 902, and I'll be listening.
So, Roger, I'm clear.
The Powerball's $1 billion tonight. Don't forget your tickets. WSHF 567, Sam, I am out of warrant. Monitoring.
And on the seventh day, God invented the Keurig.
A body guy told me 7 years and out if you're worried about that.
Okay. Had a phone call. No, I made a phone call. And I'm done. I'm back monitoring WSSC 793 with my coffee. Uh-oh, I didn't key the repeater that time. What the hell's going on with this thing? Anyway, I'm back monitoring WSSC 793.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Good morning, Time Page. What's happening out there, my friend?
Just another day. How about you, Dave?
Yeah, about the same thing here. Just another day. Don't have any plans or anything, man. Ain't nothing gonna really happen to me. It's just gonna be another weekend. That's all right, though. You get up here my age, you get used to it. But that's a nice day out and everything there. Oh, down here, there, right?
Yeah, it's sunny and clear up here, and car is showing that it's 62 degrees out right now.
Yeah, right, that's exactly what I have here. Sunny out in 62. And I have my windows open, and my fan is in the windows, but I got them blowing outward instead of inward. And it's just nice enough. It feels nice and cool, but not too cold and everything else. So I'm just sitting here sipping my coffee and monitoring the radio and watching some YouTube. You know, the usual stuff that I do. What else would I be doing there? So what you got on for today?
Well, I want a cup of coffee in the worst way, but I haven't been sleeping good the last couple of days as it is, so I'm trying to avoid the caffeine here. A bit of work to do at the house, and then I'm going to bed.
Yeah, Roger that. I hear you. I stayed up late last night. 11, 12 o'clock, I went to bed, and I woke up at 4:30, man, wide open, man, didn't, wasn't no way I could go back to sleep, so I've been messing around here at the table and monitoring the radio and waiting for any signs of life to show up out here. They're okay.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was monitoring a little bit ago. I heard you and Bob and all chatting, but I was just arriving at my destination, so I really didn't get to jump in and say hello at that time.
Yeah, right today. Well, that's all right. That's how it all works out. It all works out in the end there. All right, my friend, I'm going to go ahead and get on the monitoring side here and open up the van, see if anybody else is alive out there, so. But anyway, good talking to you. Always is. You sound great through the repeater. It's nice quieting, and, you know, your radios always sound good through the repeater, so. So, we'll talk to you later, my friend. But I'll talk to you later on today. Have yourself a good day. Have yourself a good holiday weekend, if you can figure it out there, like me. So, we'll catch you in a bit. WSOZ 793, I'll clear after yours.
Roger that, Dave. Best of the weekend to you and yours as well. And you're sounding good also. We'll talk to you soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 will be monitoring.
Roger that, 73.
WSAA 336, monitor.
WSGH 922, monitoring.
Well, what's up, P92? WIUG 488.
Good morning there, 488. How you doing today?
Well, very good. How am I sounding? I'm on that 10-watt PYT.
You're a little bit overmodulated, but maybe back away from the mic.
Well, actually, I just got off for breakfast. Everybody just got off right now. So let me drive, let me go in the car and I'll get back to you. WIAG 48.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, that one sounded perfect. Talk to you later.
Morning, Jack. Morning, Greg. WSIZ 793.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing today?
Well, living the dream.
The dream that's in my head.
Other than that,
just sitting and sipping and listening in there, okay? Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I just got up myself here, so pondering the day, as Dave would say.
That's about it. I've been pondering the day since 4:30 this morning. I'm still pondering. But ain't no action going on over here for the weekend, so it's going to be another. But other than that, yeah, I'm living through it, so what are you going to do?
Yeah. Nothing going on over here either. Just same old, same old. We're going to put some ribs on the grill and marinate some lamb chops and party done, she said.
Oh, man, what time will that stuff be done, man? I'm gonna casually be up around, figure a way to get up around you there and just kind of casually, hey, how you doing? Hey, boy, that smells good, man. Let me get in there.
Yeah, we always get some stragglers up here on the perimeter wanting to come in. You're always welcome, Dave.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Appreciate you saying that. Now, that sounds good, man. Grilling, man. That's I love grilled food. I used to be a grill meister myself. I ain't done it in a long time, but I used to love grilling when I lived at the trailer park, man. Me and my charcoal grill, smelling up the trailer park. Neighbors would be coming out, man. Oh, that smells so good. I can smell it in my house. Yeah, well, you know. All right, man, I'll let you go ahead and get your stuff together there, get your day together or whatever. I just wanted to get in there and say good morning to you. And I heard Jack. I figured I'd wave a good morning to him while I'm at it. So we'll talk to you gentlemen in a little bit. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet and listening.
Okay, Dave. We'll chat with you later. Don't forget, you got your Michigan Wolverines on today, and 7:30 tonight, I guess. What about the Tigers? Oh, the Tigers are on too tonight. Oh, man, we got duel. The grilling and the partying has started.
That made me laugh. That made me laugh. There you go, man. The grilling and the partying is starting. Yeah. All right. Sounds great, man. All right. I'll talk to you in a little bit, man. I'm on the site.
All right, Dave, we'll talk to you later. WSGH 922 will be listening.
7-3. Morning, 922 or 993 or 999. This is WFAA 336. Got a copy?
Whole lot of nines in there, but 992. 922 is here. How you doing?
Yeah, Greg, I had a senior moment, man. I couldn't remember your number, so I just thought I'd blast them out there.
Yeah, you had me screwed up. I couldn't even remember my own call.
Yeah, that'll happen. How you doing today, man?
As Sheboygan Bob would say, if I was any better, I'd be illegal.
Yeah, roger that. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I just got up. Having my coffee here. My wife calls me a lazy bum. I don't know.
Well, if you're anything like me, I've been called worse by better. I don't know. That's just me talking, though, because the wife ain't around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying there. Are you mobile?
Well, kind of. I'm out in the backyard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you sound good. Really clear. Full modulation. Yeah, you're hitting the repeater, no problem.
Yeah, these old bow fangs, man. I tell you what, you can't beat them.
Roger that. All right, Chuck, I'm going to back out of here. Good hearing you out there. I hope you have a good holiday weekend if I don't talk to you, and hope your mom's doing better. WSGH 922, I'll be clear.
Yeah, roger that. I was thinking about you when you were talking about grilling, because somebody's got the grill going already in the neighborhood, man, and it's smelling pretty good. So, yeah, you have a great day, man. WSA 336, I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSBM 993 on the mobile, monitoring.
Uh-oh. Now we've come full circle when 993 gets out there.
Good morning, 793, WSBM 993, how's it going?
Morning time, right back to you, my friend. What you doing out and about?
Oh, just getting started for the day, just getting started, that's about it.
Roger that. Paige was out here just a little while ago. I talked to him. He sounds like he's still trying to start his engine. He sounds like he could use a little more coffee. But, yeah, man, I'm just sitting here, man. I've been up since 4:30 and been monitoring, and I've had some conversations out here. The band's waking up, so. But I heard you in there, and figured I'd give a quick hello to you, okay?
Roger that. Always appreciated, man. Thanks for shouting out. Same to you as well. Hope your day goes good. We'll definitely talk a little later, I'm for sure. So appreciate it, Dave. thanks for shouting out, and we'll talk with you, I guess, probably in a little bit. WSBM 993 will be back monitoring.
Yeah, all right, Chad. Good stuff, man. Sounding good. Yeah, I don't know. You're about the only one I know who has every handheld that sounds good through the repeater, but I don't know how it works there. But anyway, yeah, I'm back sipping my coffee and pondering the day. So we'll talk to you in a little bit, my good friend Chad out there. WSSZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
2993
WSAA 336. Morning, Chuck 336 WSBM 993. How's it going? Oh, it's going great, man. Out working in the yard, and it's a beautiful day out.
Yeah, copy that one. I hear ya. Nice sunny day today. Looks like it's gonna be nice. Sounds good. Appreciate the shout out. You had yourself a great one, and I'll probably talk with you a little bit later as well. And you take care for now, my friend. WSBM 993.
Very good. Sounds great. WSAA 336, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
RPV 448922, do you copy this?
Well, hello, Kurt. 448, I got a copy on you. WSGH922.
Well, very good. I mean, I'm on my back patio, and my neighbor's got a radio, and we're trying it out right now, and, I'm glad to hear you're reading me okay. How have you been today?
Yeah, very good, Kurt. Yeah, it sounded good. No problem at all. Doing well. Just getting ready to throw some stuff on the grill here. What about you? What are you up to today?
Well, we're just sitting on the back deck playing radio right now. I barbecued a little bit yesterday. Gonna just take it easy tonight. What are you guys having for dinner on the grill? Sounds good.
Roger that. Yeah, we're, what are we having today? We're having ribs and lamb chops.
Well, very good. I'm going to go ahead and clear the air now. We wanted to try out this HT. I appreciate your time, man. It's great talking to you again. I know I've been absent for a bit. Long story. But anyway, you have a great weekend. This is WRPD 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, and I am clear on your final.
Okay, Kurt, yeah, good to hear you back out here. I haven't heard you in a while, but hopefully you're on the mend there doing okay. But, yeah, good to hear you. We'll chat with you later, my friend, WSGH922. If I don't talk to you, have a good weekend.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSGH 922 in the mobile.
Greg, WSGU 844, how are you?
Hey, Sherman, doing well, how you doing?
Well, also, happy Labor Day weekend to you.
Yeah, same to you. Hopefully you're out on that pontoon boat this weekend. Going to be a beautiful day for that, or days for that.
Yeah, I got some things to do around the house, but yeah, definitely we'll be doing that this weekend. Definitely. How about yourself? What you up to this weekend?
Nothing much. Just staying home, doing a little cookout on the grill. That's about it.
Roger, Roger. That sounds good. Just heading into the pier, got to go to the bank, and then going to go get a haircut, vacuum out the truck real quick, putting in a thing to keep the dog in the back seat and not into the front seat when she's in the back.
Roger that. Good deal. Sounds like you got a day planned, so... Good for you. We'll talk to you later there, Sherman. Good to hear you out here. WSGH 922 will be clear on your final.
Roger that, Greg. Good talking to you. And have yourself a great and safe holiday weekend. And we'll talk to you again. WSGU 844 will be monitoring.
844, this is WSAA336.
Good afternoon, Chuck. How's it going?
It's going great, man. How you doing?
Good. Pretty good. And what you up to today?
I got a honeydew list going on.
I copy that. That's always fun.
Yeah, it actually is. I've been with my mom for quite a while, and I finally got a break from her for a minute, so it's actually kind of relaxing to be able to do something different, you know?
Roger, Roger. Yeah, it's a beautiful day for it also. God, yeah, very, and comfortable 70 degrees, says on my pickup truck.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful one out here. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. What you got going today?
I think I'll tell him, Greg, 922, got to head into the pier, do some banking and get a haircut, vacuum out the truck, and then got to head back to the house and mow the grass. It's about ankle high, probably, or close to it, all that rain we've had.
Roger that. Yeah, mine's not quite that bad, but I got a mow in before the rain came, and that helped me out. So, but I got a feeling I'm gonna need it by Monday.
Copy that. I was in the process of doing it last week, Thursday. I started, and then it rained, and then it stopped. I had to wait another day, and had it all done. Well. Most of it, I had to do it the second time. I was doing crisscross because it was so high and didn't want grass blades all over my grass. It looked like a hayfield. So, yeah, I lowered the mower deck to do it the second time, and I still had half the backyard to do, so now I got to do it all over again.
Yeah, Roger on the hayfield, man. I haven't been able to cut it yet, but it isn't too long, and it leaves those rows of straw. And, yeah, it kind of sucks, but I'm too lazy to do it another time on the pusher. Well, it's self-propelled, but you get it.
Copy that. Yeah, I've got a little over 2 acres I have to mow, and, yeah, I got me a John Deere mower, so a tractor, so it does a nice job.
Yeah, how long does it take you to mow it?
Close to an hour if I only have to do it one setting. If I got to do it a couple settings, it's going to take more than an hour. But, oh, well, it is what it is.
Yeah, I got a real deep city lot, and the back and the front takes me about 45 minutes right on the dot.
Yeah, we used to live downtown Romeo, and we had a nice big backyard, and, we had a self-propelled off. So, yeah, I think it took me a half hour to do the back and the front, but, I enjoyed it. I didn't mind pushing, but, it's a little too much now to push.
Roger that. By the time you got done, you'd have to start again.
Copy that, definitely. All right there, Chuck, I'm gonna cut it loose here. I'm almost to my location, my first location, so great talking to you, my friend. Enjoy your weekend holiday. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again later. WSU 844, I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, very good. You as well. Careful driving out there, and you have a great weekend, what's left of it, and I hope you can get out on the boat and have a good time, and we'll talk to you later. WSA 8336, I'll be clear and monitoring.
Roger, take care.
Take the CSN, 747.
Out of Clio, Michigan. Anyone got a copy?
Hey, go ahead, Clio.
The first time you were coming in loud and clear, now you've got a lot of popcorn noise behind you.
Yeah, copy that. I'm outside. Thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate it. How's that? A little better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Yeah, I'm down here at Mount Clemens, Michigan. You're sounding pretty good.
Cool. I really appreciate it. I'm really looking forward. I just got a new Jeep Compass. And I'm looking forward to trying to look for a good mobile put in there.
Yeah, copy that. I'm on a handheld right now. My friend, you might hear him out there. His name is Sherman. His call letters are WSTU844. He has a mobile unit in his car, and I think it's a DB40 or DB20. You might want to talk to him, but there's a lot of guys on here that will give you help if you need help finding a good mobile GMRS radio.
Yeah, copy that. I appreciate your help. I'm pretty new, but I've been monitoring this frequency for, I don't know, about a month or so, and I'm just really kind of listening and giving you a chance.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, all the systems are linked. So the Mount Clemens, there's the Mount Clemens repeater. There's a repeater in Flint. There's one up in Mayville. And I think there's one in Saginaw. So they're all linked. So If you're on, if they're all on, you can talk to people like down here where I'm at, Macomb County, Mount Clemens, or vice versa up there. And the farthest I've talked to is a guy named Chicago Bob. He's a, you talk to him up there in Sheboygan too sometimes, so.
Yeah, I think I actually talked to Chicago Bob one time.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, you must be moving around a little bit because you're going in and out.
Yeah, copy that. My bad. I'm kind of walking around. I appreciate you, and I'll be listening again soon. This is WROM813.
Yeah, this is WHR-5667 from Mount Clemens. Nice talk to you. Hope you have a great weekend. WHR-566, Clear Monitoring.
WSTU-844 to WSHR-566. Good afternoon there, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I just sat down here to do a little bit of work on my ATV.
Roger, Roger.
Yes, Sherman, did you hear me talking to that guy from Mount Pleasant?
Copy that, yeah, from Clio, yep. Yeah, I did. So, yeah, the radiology DB20G, yeah, it's a great radio. A lot of people out here have it.
Yeah, copy that. That's why I told him to get a hold of you or Chicago Bob or one of them guys out there that know about it. So I don't know if he's still out there listening, but.
A lot of mobile units out there that are I hear that are good. Midland makes a good mobile also. Yeah, I'm mobile and up here. I forgot where the bank is, so I got to get to the bank before 1 o'clock. They close at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, copy that.
Get my mop cut and vacuum out the back, the back and the front of the truck. We're going to put a... It's like a netting thing for Nala, so she stays in one spot in the back of the truck and not climb over the back into the front when we go into the store or whatever.
Oh, just like the sheriff comes.
Back on that?
I said just like the sheriff cars when you sit when the bad guys sit in the back.
Well, it's not that. It's some kind of it's fabric thing where it kind of keeps them in foot and it keeps the dog hair off the fabric and that.
Oh, okay.
But that wouldn't be a bad idea to get one of those closed things like the. They have in the police vehicles, the canine, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you're going to kick me in my butt. I was going down Grasset, going by Lenox Township, and there by the substation. It was too late. I guess I could have turned around, but I saw that pickup out there. I should have went back and took a picture of it, but I know where it's at now. It's at the Lenox substation here on Grasset.
Copy that. Yeah, Romeo has a new police vehicle at the Tahoe. Wednesday, I went through Romeo. I had to stop and get some meds. And I just happened to I thought I'd go through, check out, see if they have anything new. And yeah, they had a brand new Tahoe. Didn't even have a plate on it yet. It was labeled as Unit 3. But it looked pretty cool. Didn't have a light bar on top. I don't know if they're going to put one on it or not, but it looked pretty cool. The graphics, I'll send you a picture when I get a chance.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, copy that Chevy sheriff vehicle. Yeah, it looked pretty slick. It was all black with all their lettering on the top, and it's got one of them low profile weight bars on it.
I'm McLaren LaPierre right now, seeing if he's got any ambos or helicopters on the pad over there, and yeah, MedStar is there. That's all I see.
Yeah, when I was coming back from church, I was in Richmond, and I heard a helicopter going over. It was up there pretty high. It looked like it wasn't the U of M helicopter, but it wasn't an air ambulance. I know that, and was going towards the St. Clair River, so I wonder if they were going off McLaren Port Huron or something.
I copy that. What color was it?
From what I could see, Sherman, it looked white. I wonder if it might have been MedStars. I don't know.
Copy that, or could have been, if it was on an air ambulance, a med deck, or could even been the sheriff of Macomb County, or it could have been, the Border Patrol or Homeland Security.
No, it had that whine like the U of M helicopter does. It wasn't blue, it was white, and I wish I would have had binoculars. I would have been able to tell what it was, but I know it was an airman at the helicopter.
Roger that. Okay, I'm going up to the window real quick, so give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Copy that.
Station 544. WIUG, where it is, copy.
WIUG 488, WRCP 544.
Good afternoon, Bob. How you doing today?
Systems go. I just got done cutting the property with the better half, so no complaints, Roger. Currently 78 degrees and sunshine, partly cloudy.
Well, that's good. It looks good. The temperature is 68. That's what I got here. It'll be going up to 72, and that's it. But this morning was chilly.
Roger that. We had a problem this morning.
It was in the 40 this morning when I woke up.
Yeah. All right, Jack. Keep me safe. Always a pleasure, sir. WRCP 544.
Hey, Bob. Have a good day. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Good night.
Good afternoon there, Sheboygan County, Bob, and Jack, WSCU 844.
Well, good afternoon, Sherman, and how you doing?
Good. Doing real good. How you doing today?
Very good. At least got a little bit warm right now this morning. I was telling Bob it was chilly this morning in the 40s. It was about 43 degrees this morning. Anyhow, I'm not bad. Good day today.
Roger that, yep. Yeah, it was a little chilly. We turned the fireplace on. We got one of those portable plug-in fireplaces. It looks almost like a real one, but we haven't turned the furnace on yet, so. But yeah, it warmed up the front room to 70 degrees. and then we turned it off, opened up the door wall because it was 60 outside, so it's warm enough.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I had one too. I bought, it's not a fireplace, but it sounds like a fireplace. It's got lights and all that. I got it at a Home Depot 2 years ago. It was $600, and I don't pay $300 for it. They were having them on a clearance, and I got one, and it really keeps the house warm.
Hey, copy that. Awesome. Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, and also you don't have to have that fireplace. You don't have to have it on. You just can have the light. The light that looks like, you know, it's a fireplace going on. And that's one thing I like about it.
Copy that. Similar to the one I have. Yeah, I really like it. It looks like it's real. So, very cool.
Hey, Sherman, good talking to you. Take care. WIUG48.
Jack, great talking to you also. You take care, enjoy your holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you again. WSU 844. Kevin, I'm back. You still out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Roger. Yep, I'm on to my second location to go pretty soon. I'm a little ways away from it.
Yeah, copy that.
I might as well have got Meyer and Kroger right here too. So after I get a haircut, I'll stop in and look through their matchbox, see if they've got that fire truck and rescue truck I'm looking for.
Is that the one that me and you stopped at last Saturday?
Roger that. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah, well, he might have got some in, so I'll check them out.
Copy that.
All right, buddy, I'm about to pull in, so I will let you go, and I'll chit-chat with you a little later. All righty? So, good luck on that model, and get outside and get some fresh air too, man. It's beautiful out here. So we'll talk to you later. Have yourself a great day. To all the girls, I said hi, and I'll chat with you later. WSTU 844.
You have a good day and be safe out there cutting that lawn. Can I talk to you later? WSHR 566 Clear Mining.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. WSOC 793.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Having a good day and beautiful outside and stuff. I was out there for a little bit. Well, quite a while. Just came in here. I didn't take the handheld with me. I don't know why I don't think about things like that, but what's happening on your end?
Oh, not much. Just got back from church. We had a men's breakfast this morning, and I came home and working on my model a little bit. I got the whole back end done, in the back of the ATV where where the guy keeps their equipment on the top there. I don't know what you want to call it. I put the light bar on it that came with it and all that, I think it's a water. I think it's actually supposed to be like a water tank. I put that together and the railings and all that. I'm putting some weights on it now, the rear weights and stuff. So I'm moving along pretty good.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, you're getting along with it, man. You're rolling right along. I can't wait to see it once it's all together and doing what it's doing. So. Yeah, that's cool. How's Tanya doing?
She's doing so. Her back's really been bothering her, I guess. When she walks, it burns
when she walks on down alongside of her leg, it burns a lot. So she went to the doc the other day, and he said a lot of this is normal with the condition she has. It's just like a new, kind of like a new symptom, but it isn't. But for her, it is. So other than that, she's doing all right.
Yeah, if she had the same thing I do, I did, pinch the nerve. I have, you know, the usual aches and pains in my right leg and stuff, and I have arthritis all down there a little bit, and I had the usual aches and pains, and then somehow I ended up pinching a nerve there, and instead of aches and pains, it feels like every time I go to move my leg or something, it felt like somebody had a flamethrower on it. Would burn like hell. It was really bad. I hated it. If I so much as even twitched my leg, that damn thing would hurt like hell. So that's what she's got. Yeah, she pinched a nerve or something. Pain is one thing. Burning means you pinched a nerve. So anyway, I hope she's all right. Hope she, hope she gets over it there. But cool. I'm just sitting here and no action going on over here. It's just another weekend for me there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. There's nothing really too much for me to do outside today at the house here, so it's a nice day out, though. I know that.
Yeah, Roger, I wish every day was like this. You know, not too hot, not too cold. Beautiful out. Somebody mowed a lawn somewhere around me, and I got that cut grass smell coming through my window. I love that smell. I don't know why, I just always do, though, but, yeah, that's about it. I came in here for a few, figured I'd check the radio out and finish my coffee, probably go back out there on the deck and hang out, maybe take the handheld with me, I don't know.
Yeah, copy that. It's been kind of quiet. I talked to a guy up in Clyle. He was on he said he's new to GMRS. And he come in good, and then he didn't. And I said, you got to stay in one spot, you know, if you want to, so I can hear you. And he said he's new to it, and he just bought a vehicle, and he wants to put a GMRS on it. Well, there's a bunch of people around here that would help you, you know, to tell you what's radio. And I told him that DB20 or DB40, I think that's what Sherman said. So I forget his call letter. I don't know if it was 816 or something like that, but he's from Clyde. So other than that, not too much. Talk to Sherman and not talking to you, so.
Yeah, Roger, I just came in. I just turned it on when I caught the tail end of you and Sherman there. And, yeah, you got to tell them, and also make sure if you give advice, make sure that they're on a handheld. Make sure that their antenna's straight up and down. You let the thing tilt out away from you or tilt in towards you, that can screw things up. When the antenna's straight up and down, that's your best bet there. Oh, man. Oh, excuse me. What the hell am I yawning for? I didn't get much sleep. I went to bed about 11 or 12, and I woke up at 4:30, and I wasn't going back to sleep, so I've been up since 4:30. There was some action out here earlier. I talked to some people this morning and stuff. It was rolling pretty good, and then, you know, now it's back to its normal. You know, who's out here, who's not there, Roger.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I heard you out here this morning. I think it was around 8 o'clock or so. I heard I was going to get out there. Yeah, with me with my mic, but I decided not to, so.
Well, you should have got in there, man. We had the round table going. Everything was rolling pretty good there for a little while, at least. What's Sherman doing out on the road?
He said he had some errands to do. He said he had to go to the pier and get a haircut and go to the bank and then yesterday that was that he was going to go to Myers and Kroger to look for some Matchbox fire trucks that come out that he wants to get, that they're hard to find. I found them down here by me, and then he said he was going to go home and cut the grass, so that's what he went today, I think.
Yeah, Roger that. Did you say Matchbox fire trucks?
Yeah, he collects fire trucks like I do. I used to collect 164 scale fire trucks, but the company that made them, they went out of business years ago, so it's only really one. There's some other ones, but they want like $400 or $500 for them. I'm not spending that much, but Sherman collects a lot of Matchboxes, fire rescue and stuff, and they came out with this new pumper truck. It's white, and it's hard to find anywhere, and I happen to be at Myers over here by my house, and I found one, and I was going to get one for him, but they only had one, so he's been on a search for one, so.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, as a kid, I used to build model cars and stuff, and my mom used to get them for me for Christmas and birthdays and whatever, and I'm just thinking in my head, she got me this fire truck once, this model, American LaFrance fire truck. It was a big model. It wasn't a 125th scale. It was bigger, quite a bit bigger. And at the time, for some reason, Detroit went, their fire trucks went from red to like a light green color. And so I painted it light green, and I carefully, did the job, painted all the, did all the detail work and stuff. And my brother had that thing put together. That was a beautiful truck. And, hell, I don't even remember what happened to it, but it just got me thinking about it. Yeah, when I was a kid, I had a lot of Matchbox. I had a big collection of Matchbox cars. Then it turned over to Hot Wheels cars. And then as I got older, the AFX race cars, the little HO cars that you raced around the track, Aurora AFX. I had like a couple hundred of those cars, man. I had track up the butt. I had a bicycle that had a steering wheel on it, and some guy traded me like three boxes of track, 100 cars, and a whole bunch of parts, all the cars that were all apart too and everything. I had it all, man. I had that track running around the basement. I built a big track around the basement and everything. My friends used to come home, we'd sit there and race all day.
Yeah, copy that. I had a lot of Matchboxes when I was a kid too, mostly like fire trucks and ambulances. I had some hot rods too, but I had some Hot Wheels made some nice fire trucks too back then, but I think I still have a couple of them left, like from the 70s I got. But like I said, most of the ones that I got are the 164 scale, and I got some of those Franklin Mint ones that were like $300-$400, but I didn't pay that much for these. These were ones that people had, and they sold them, so they're pretty cool. What I'll do one day is I'll take pictures of them, and I'll send them to you.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, when you brought up the fire truck, the Matchbox, now you got me all nostalgic back, and you got me thinking back in my days. I had a lot of, I was in, like I said, I started with Matchbox. I was into the Matchbox cars, man. My mom was buying me one like every week or something, and plus I had friends who had them that, didn't really care for them, so I'd make a deal and get them, and I had a whole bunch of them. And I don't know what happened to all of them. Then I went over to Hot Wheels, and Hot Wheels was fun. They had that house that you hooked the track to, and it had the wheels inside that spun. You put batteries in it. The car would go through the house, all of a sudden shoot out the other end and race around the track. And Johnny Lightning, I used to have Johnny Lightning stuff. And then as I got older, I graduated over to the HO scale race cars and stuff. Had a whole bunch of those. And then from there, I graduated to gas-powered Cox airplanes and cars and stuff. They're old 40, Cox 049 engines on them. I got into all that there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I got a remote control, whatchamacallit on it, the cat. But I bought another body for it, so the one body, I'm gonna put the one I just have the Baja lights up on top with the roll bar. That thing moves out pretty quick, man, that truck. I bought it last year, and I don't play with it as much as I should, but.
Yeah, I had a couple remote control trucks. The ones you built, Tamiya, with Tamiya motors, you know, you take the motors, you change the magnets in them, make them faster, do all, you know, they were expensive units, and I forgot what I traded. I traded a guy a frequency counter or something. It was a nice big Chevy truck, and it was pretty. And it was fast, too. And he threw in a couple cars that I had to repair, but I got them running. I remember being into that. That was fun, especially in the winter. I liked it in the winter, you know. I like to get it out there on the street after they plowed the street and put the truck on the street and, you know, do donuts and go crazy with it. I had fun with that stuff. Yeah, I had those, too.
Yeah, copy that. And I even got a remote control 110 scale dump truck. It goes forward, reverse, and everything to dump. And I got a front end loader too. Pretty powerful.
Yeah, I remember when I lived up north, and I had a CB, I had a big CB set up and everything and stuff, you know, I had everything, amplifiers and antennas and stuff, and my nephew was just a little kid, and he got a remote control car for Christmas, and the remote control, the frequency that it ran on was a frequency between channel 15 and 16. On the CB, there's an extra frequency set aside between channel 15 and 16, used to be an RC channel. So he took the car and he had it outside and he was running it. And I can hear the tones in my CB, you know, I can hear the radio tones. So I key up the microphone and started going through the mic. And the car started going crazy. He couldn't figure out. He kept coming in and telling him, Dad, yeah, Mom, the car don't work right, all this other stuff. And he took it back out and he'd be running. And I key up the mic. And the car would just start going nuts, man. It'd try to turn right, left, turn around, spin around, roll over. And he caught on to it. He came in the room, Uncle Dave, you better stop that.
Yeah, that's funny. I remember when my dad was big in the CB. He had his Realistic, I think it was, he had CB. And under that, he had one of those power boosters, you know, to push out power. And those things were illegal. He put that thing on, and he'd be in the driveway talking. It would go right through. It'd go right through the TV. Boy, my mom would get so mad at him.
Yeah, you bring that up. When I was in the CB, I used to repair them, modify them. You know, put channels and extra channels in them, flip the mod limiters. I used to make my radio super loud, and I had all kinds of CBs. I had all the brands, but you know, my favorite brand out of them all was the Realistics, was the Radio Shack radios. I loved them. I loved them more than any of the other radios, man. They were just great radios. But I lived up in a rural area. There was no neighbors or none, so I had an amplifier called the Demco Demon 750. It did about 1,000 on AM, little 1,200 on AM, depending on how I drove it, 1,200 watts. And it used to open the trunk of the car. If I keyed it up, the trunk of the Oldsmobile would pop open. It was a dirty amplifier, but dirty amplifiers got you out. But, yeah, I would just, the reason I brought that up is you said realistic. I love realistic. I love Radio Shack gear.
Yeah, I think my dad had two realistic radios. Does Teddy R, does that sound familiar, Teddy R?
The Teddy R was a president radio. President made Teddy R's. I have one, I have a base station right here underneath my GMRS radio. It's a President Washington sideband radio, 40 channels with sideband. The president made them radios. They named them after the presidents. There, go ahead.
Yeah, Tommy, that's what it was. He had a Teddy R and a realistic, I think.
Yeah, Roger, I had a Teddy R before. Good radio. Great radio. You know, the thing is, in most cases, the unit then, the company unit then, they made the circuit boards inside most of the realistic radios and the president radios. So there was like realistic radios that had the same guts inside as a certain president radios, and you can do certain modifications to them. But yeah, I had a Teddy R, man. A Teddy R was a great radio, a beautiful radio.
Yeah, copy that. When I got older or whatever, the CDs were, they kind of were in, but they weren't, and I had a little, it was actually a walkie-talkie, and you could put it in your car and hook up an antenna to it and put it up on your car, and you could talk like that, so you could have it mobile, or you could have it handheld, and I don't even know what the heck I did with that thing. I must have sold it to somebody.
Yeah, Roger. Well, like I said, I like realistic so much. Behind me in a box, I think I have 8 or 9 CB handheld. They're walkie-talkies, but they're full power. And some of them are 40-channel, some of them are 3-channel, but they're all high power, and they're all realistic. And then up on the top of my shelf here, I have a pair of 40-channel, 5-watt handheld realistic in mint condition, and I have a brand new one in the box that I've only had out of the box once. That's how much I like the realistics, man. And the walkie-talkies get out, you know, just off the antenna alone. The antenna's alone, you pull them out and start talking. They put out the full 4-watt CB power, and I don't know. I just collected them. That's why I got them here. I started collecting them.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool that you got that stuff. Yeah, I like these radios and all the GMRS. These are cool. I wish they would have had these back when I was younger or whatever. Not when I was in my teens or something. I'm glad Sherman got me into this. I really like it.
Yeah, I really dig the GMRS. I'm happy with it. You know, when I started looking into it, I kind of thought, it's going to be this and that, you know, and so I just said to hell with it, copped my license, and I was monitoring GMRS for a long time. I had some of the stuff programmed into my scanner, and I liked it, you know. I liked listening to it more than I listened to the 2-meter guys. I liked listening to the GMRS more. And that kind of what got me into it. Me and WSFT 902, he's a good friend of mine. We go back since childhood, and he comes over a lot and hangs out with me and stuff. And we talked about it, and we got into it. And yeah, I'm happy I did, though. I really like it.
Yeah, especially it's not that expensive of a hobby either. I mean, these radios, I couldn't believe it when I bought that first bail thing that I bought, and how far I could talk to Sherman. You know, I love him, and this 5RM, I love this radio. I talk on this one more than I do on the other one.
Yeah, Yeah, same here. A lot better than CB. I don't do CB no more. I have a CB hooked up down here. CB here at base station, 254 gave it to me. It's mint condition, President Washington. And it works. Nothing wrong with it. It's virgin. Hasn't been touched or opened up or... I got it hooked up to an antenna in the window. I just listen sometimes. I can't transmit on it because I don't have a tuned antenna and I ain't going to blow the finals out of it. So I turn it on every now and then and listen to the sideband, go up on the sideband channels, listen to the guys talk. But anywho, I got to get out of here. I got some stuff I got to take care of. And I'm going to probably go back outside and enjoy the rest of the day for a little bit. So it's good talking to you. Always is. Tell Tanya I said hello. And, you know, let's get that model put together. I want to see that thing go. So you have yourself a good rest of the day, my friend. WSFZ 793. I'll clear after yours.
You have a good day, Dave, and stay safe, and maybe I'll talk to you later. Enjoy the sunshine.
Roger, roger.
anybody said that anyone comes to the top.
Well, this here is WRUZ935 of Mobile, listening on this fabulous GMRS repeater system.
WSGG772, Shelby Township, Mobile Monitoring. WRVS713, New Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS713, New Baltimore, do you copy? No copy on WRVS713, New Baltimore. This is WSGG772, Shelby Township, Mobile Monitoring. Round back. WSGV869 monitoring from Hurston's Island.
WSFT-902, I'm WSFT-793, you around? Oh, Jesus Christ, phone calls and everything. I don't know if you answered, but I'm going to say no contact 902, WSFT-793, and I'm back out.
The
973
out there.
Yeah, come on, 902.
What's going on, my brother?
Nothing. Just got off the phone with the Thompson. Yeah, over there working on this motorcycle. You know, trying to get my advice of what to do. It's like the damn Three Stooges over there, man. I'm trying to talk, I'm trying to explain things, and everybody's running around, and they finally got it to run, though. They did what I told them, they got it to run.
Kind of.
Man, but this is like a shit show over there. Whoops, I didn't mean that. I'm on the phone, I'm trying to explain stuff to them, and they're all, I don't know, man. It was a mess. But I got it to start, so I'm done. I'm just waiting on some food and, I don't know, maybe take me a nap.
Uh-huh. What kind of bike was that?
A V-twin, Victory?
whatever, I think it's a Kawasaki V-twin, it ain't a Harley, but, it's a mess, whatever, I had to explain a whole bunch of things, and do this, do that, and don't do this, and everybody's talking, I'm trying to, like, you know, get the Thompson and everybody's attention, listen to me, don't do that, do this and that, and finally got it to start, man. I was happy when I got off the phone.
Roger that.
Where you at?
I'm away.
Where you at, Frank?
I gotta go grab something.
Sir, I keyed up when you do. What'd you say?
What's that?
Yeah, Roger. Hang on. My phone's ringing.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Monitoring the frequency.
WSF 2902. 973, you got it on?
CP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Radio check, please.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSFY587, WSBM 993.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Hey, Sherman, you got a copy?
The Sherminator.
Hey, I'm just chiming in. Nobody's found me yet.
I've been dead the last few hours. I don't know what's going on. I'm just sitting there listening because I'm working, so I don't know.
WSBM 993 monitoring the mobile.
WIZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good evening, Bob. From WRVB 690, Detroit.
WIZP 544, yes, sir. I read you loud and clear here in Sheboygan County.
WSBB 820, I read you up here in Detour Village in the UP.
Right on. Good deal. Good to know, brother. Good to know. Thank you for the report, WRZP 544, for identification purposes.
Yeah, no problem, WSBB 820, monitoring.
It's chilly in the UP tonight, isn't it? In the morning?
Come back.
I say, we had a frost warning here in Sheboygan County yesterday morning. Going to be chilly up there in the morning, I guess, eh?
We've been running up here about 5 degrees warmer than down below, but, it was a little nippy this morning. I think it was like 47 this morning at 6 o'clock.
Do that. And if you'd come back, what's your location again? Over?
We're just a few miles west of Detour Village.
Do that. Roger that. Well, pleasure having you in my receiving my home, sir. Y'all have a safe and happy Labor Day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Same to you, WSPV 820, out.
WSTI 847, WIUG 488, copy. Try one more time. WSTI 847, WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear. So, Bob. How many coyotes are run by you tonight?
No coyotes, WRZP 544, WIUG 488. No coyotes, a few deer, and we run the Pigeon River for about, I don't know, 3 hours maybe. I got family up here from Marine City there, helping me replace the floor in a bad toilet. But no, plenty of campers out, no elk, didn't see any elk this evening, too much traffic, I guess, in there. But plenty of deer and plenty of birds, Roger.
Roger, Bob, yeah, coyotes got a headache right now. They're not running, but they'll be running soon.
Up here around the house, Jack, we hear them around the house quite a bit up here, but Pigeon River's, as you well know, it's got plenty of them, and then we hear them up here quite regularly around the old homestead.
Hi, Bob. Well, thank you for the info. Take care. We'll talk again. I'll be listening. WIUG 48.
That, Jack. Thank you for the call. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear, monitoring the frequency.
WIUG 48, copy. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Station 901 in Ohio, WSBM 993, copy.
This is WSCD 991. I did copy there, 993. What's your location again?
Good evening there, 991. This is WSBM 993. I'm located in Michigan, Saginaw, Michigan, copy.
That's a copy. I was just wondering whose repeater this was. Glad you came back to me. I'll be back on the side.
Roger that, 991. You have yourself a great evening. Sounding good as well, by the way. WSBM 993 will be clear monitoring.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
Station 772, WIUG 48, how you doing?
Hey, Jake, this is 772. I'm doing wonderful. I'm off all this week on vacay.
That's good. You know, it needs to be relaxed anyhow. So, what's happening?
Not much. Just taking the life easy and just doing stuff around the house and getting ready for fall and winter.
Hey, tell me about it. I started that 3 days ago, and just a little start, not too much, not too big a start yet, and it's never going to finish. Mark my words.
Well, I live in a condo, so I don't have to worry about the outside stuff. It's just all in the garage and in the house stuff.
That's good. You're lucky. No, I live in the house. And everywhere you turn around, something has to be done.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got to get the hot tub all set up and ready to go and cleaned out for the fall months going into winter.
I got to need that to relax a little bit.
That's great sitting in it when it's snowing. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's very enjoyable, too, really. You know, you're sitting and relaxing relaxing your body and all that. That is a big plus.
Yeah, really works. It really does release the stress, and that helps more than anything.
That's the worst it is stress. That is the worst thing that's out there.
Copy that. Stress can be a killer.
Right about that. A few people passed away from that, really, because they didn't know how to control it. That's why.
Yeah, it's a heart attack and stroke situation.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So now you're heading home?
No, I'm mobile on West Utica Road heading up to Ryan. I'm almost home.
That's good. You're sounding good, though. Is that DB20G?
It's a good old faithful DB20. Yeah. I really like this radio. I did a lot of research for about a year before I got into this, and that's the radio I picked, and I made a good pick.
You should have told me. I would have told you. I got two of them.
That's great. Yeah, one for each hand.
Well, I got two different bands. I got the ham on one side, I got the GMR on the other side.
I know that. You got it for both sides. Yeah, that's a wonderful thing to have that.
It is. You should study and get your ham license.
Maybe when I retire, I'll get into it. Right now, it's just a little hobby on the side, just doing what I'm doing now.
You know, don't wait too long. It could be worse. Let me tell you something. That is the best time now to do it.
I just about bought most of my retirement toys, planning on retiring in about hopefully 4 years, and getting ready, getting geared up for it.
That's good. Yeah, just take it the way it comes in. You should be another 4 years. You should be right there, right on that time.
You get all your toys when you're still working full time and getting that weekly sweet check, and because once you retire, you're on a budget.
Yeah, tell me about it. What a budget too. don't know what's gonna be next day, tomorrow, or day after.
I copy that. Some of my buddies are already retired. It's like, hey, let's go here, let's go there. They we can't do that much anymore. We're out of budget. I go, oh, all right.
Look, you know what they say? Work, work, work till you you cannot even get up no more. That's what I would do. That's what I did. You know what I mean? I worked all my life. I was 12 years old and I worked all the way to 65.
I'm working on a retirement gig, being YouTube rich. Got my jet ski and do some YouTube channel on fishing, jet ski, and all other things.
Take it from me, if you got extra money, that doesn't count. Whatever you check from the Social Security you're going to get, that's what counts.
Yeah, my home is my real estate investment. I still live in the first house I bought, and it's going to be a big retirement package there, and getting to something smaller. Less to clean, more affordable, and take it easy the rest of my life.
If you know what you're doing, do it right. Don't go back out there and halfway and you can or a lot of people happen like that to them.
I had a friend back in the 80s is my... Retired from Kroger, didn't quite transfer the 401k quick enough, and the economy kind of tanked, and she lost it, and damn near most of it, and had to go back to work.
I was working at the Sport Rack Automotive. We had a girl there. She wanted some money to buy a house. She couldn't get no money out of the 401k. She was so upset at them. And they told her, no problem, we'll give you the money, but it's going to be $5,000 less. And she was crying there. And I said, what are you crying for? She said, that's what they told me. Well, I said, well, I don't know what to tell you then. You made a decision.
I got a Roth IRA, and I inherited my wife's Roth IRA when she passed, so I'm sitting pretty good. Just waiting to hit 65, and I'm going to enjoy life, my second life.
That's good. Are you almost home?
I've been home for about 3 minutes now. I'm sitting in the driveway just chit-chatting with you.
problem. I'm going to let you go. Go ahead and go. Good talking to you, by the way. And good to hear you out there. Keep in touch. WIUG 48.
Nick, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. This is WSGG 772, Shelby Township, on the mobile, down and out.
WSDI 847, WIUG 48, copy. Try one more time. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Danny Station out of Ohio. I guess not. WIUG 48, clear.
WRWM 638 listening.
KDUZFY,
radio check, radio check. WSEI 375, please repeat.
This is KDUZFY, radio check, radio check.
You're coming in loud and clear from Clinton Township.
What's the gist of this repeater? Honestly, I'm new to ham radio, so I literally couldn't figure out offset. I couldn't even figure that out. I've been trying to get into the repeater. I'm like, why isn't this working? I looked at it. I'm like, oh, offset. I'm new to ham radio, but, so what's this repeater like? What's the gist of the repeater? I'm just wondering.
Well, the repeater allows you to cover much more distance. So think of it like sending your signal, your transmission, to a giant powerful antenna, and then that antenna sends it to everybody else is one way to think about it. I'm fairly new to this as well. Right now we're communicating on GMRS, not ham. Welcome to the hobby.
I thought that was just the automated thing. But, yeah, I know what the repeater is. I'm just like, what do people mainly talk about on here? That's what I was curious about.
Sometimes people like to say what repeater they're on to kind of gauge which one has a strong signal and such. But they've also heard that the repeaters are linked together, at least in Mount Clemens. Really, if you're on either one, pretty much you would reach the same audience.
I'm looking to set up a repeater for myself. You know any, like, cheap ones? I'm looking to set up my own one. You know any, like, cheap repeater systems?
No, I'm not good with the technical stuff at all. In fact, I didn't even program my own radio. My friend did. But everything you could ever want to know is available on YouTube, so that's what I would recommend.
All right, I'm probably going to go check out the NAOC repeater next, 14700. All right, you have a good night.
WSIE 375, had a good night as well. I'll be clear.
WSBM 993, I'm on agree.
WRWM 63, listening also.
Live from Clinton Township.
You guys kind of doubled with each other.
Trying not to repeat the same mistake. I was just saying WRWM 638 in Taylor. Just saying I was listening also. WRWM 638 listening.
Anybody hear somebody try and talk on the repeater?
Go ahead, their station WSBM 993, we can hear you.
I heard somebody like trying to talk, but I don't think they quite reached the repeater. Anybody else hear that?
WSAL 946, you are hitting the repeater.
No, for clarity, I meant somebody else was trying to get into the repeater.
I don't understand.
I'm pretty sure it was, there's somebody. They sounded very sad to you. And you hear the courtesy bell for each other at the beginning of the repeater. It was somebody else that heard, but did anybody else hear that?
Well, personally, I haven't heard anything at all, so more than likely what you're hearing is some sort of simplex frequency over near you, WRUX 245.
All right, got it. WRUX 245, this is taking the EFY. Probably going to sign off for a little bit.
What was your call sign there? WSBM 993.
If you're asking me, call sign WRUX 245.
The other one out there with the call sign, sounded like they said K something. I've never heard a call sign with K. Not on GMRS.
Might be a phone operator. Yeah, I went back and listened to it, and it sounded like they said 8845. And yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. WRUX 245.
You said it was KDX?
245?
No, mine is WRUX 245, and if you give me 1 second, I'm going to go back and play it again, and I'll write down the call sign that I heard, and get it back. Just give me just a moment. All right, yeah, I just replayed it, and the call sign they threw out was KD8EFI, which does not make any sense to me.
Yeah, roger that. I think that's a ham radio call sign. Definitely not GPS, I don't believe. I wonder if there's a way to reference that call sign to ham radio somehow, like looking that up online.
Yeah, it's very, very easy. Just go to the FCC's ULS page and type in the call sign, and it'll pull up the name and address.
Go to where did you say? FCC.com?
No, if you go to do a Google search for FCC ULS, Universal Licensing System, that's where they will have that information. You can simply pull up the page and enter the call sign in there, and it will give you the information you're looking for.
Are you able to give me that call sign one more time? I apologize. WSBM 993.
Yeah, give me just a moment. I'll go back and play it back one more time. All right, the call sign that I've got is Kilo David 8 Edward Frank Yellow.
KD8EFY, roger.
Correct.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. WSBM 993.
WRWM 638, can I get a quick radio check?
Yeah, copy radio check, got you loud and clear. WRUX 245.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Keyed up a few times earlier. I think I doubled. And truth be told, I haven't talked on this radio that much, so I thought maybe I was having trouble hitting the repeater and might have to get up there tomorrow and just raise the antenna up a little bit. So I appreciate the comeback. Like I said, WRWM 638. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, no problem. Anytime. And for that other station out there, I did look up that call sign, and it is an active ham call sign. It does not appear to be. I don't know that it's going to make that much of a difference.
Yeah, copy that. I just looked it up also. It does appear to be a valid ham radio call sign, but they're probably not permitted to talk on GMRS with a ham radio call sign, to my knowledge. Is that correct?
It's kind of iffy, but technically no, they would not be allowed to, and 10-1, it's just somebody that had the radio on and didn't even realize they were on a GMRS, they were on an amateur, so I don't know.
All right, appreciate it, WSBM 993.
Yep, not a problem. WRUX 245, standing by.
WRFAC59. It could happen, boy. Usually people don't give up the message. Already, if I get one, I've accidentally won the deal. I need to get the grab it.
Yeah, correct. It happens quite often. So yeah, it's understandable.
question for you. I didn't quite catch your call sign there again, but WSBM 993. So you said you went back to play it back. Like, how do you, like, do that, or how do you have access to do that? I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's right here on my radio. It has to record everything coming in and out of it, so I can actually play it back anytime I need to.
Okay, I was just curious or whatever. I wasn't for sure, but just curious. No problem, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep, I get it. No problem at all. WRUX 245. Standby.